910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. This afternoon brings word that Melissa, that monster storm in the Caribbean, keeps on getting stronger. The latest readings have Hurricane Melissa packing gusts of 200 miles an hour, blowing steady winds of 175. ABC News meteorologist Melissa Griffin is worried about that wind, plus the storm surge, and especially the rain.
We're looking at 20 to 30 inches for parts of Jamaica. This will bring life-threatening flash flooding, catastrophic mud and landslides across the region, especially in those higher elevations, which could reach up to 40 inches locally in those highest amounts. Even Cuba could see up to 20 inches of rain.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says contingency funds are not legally available to continue expiring SNAP food benefits. 42 million Americans will lose them on Saturday. Lawmakers are no closer to voting to reopen the government. But with President Trump talking trade with Japan today and China later in the week, Wall Street's in rally mode. This is ABC News.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 96.9 WBZH.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. Attorney General Josh Call says Wisconsin has joined a multi-state coalition in sending a letter to the U.S. Department of Agriculture requesting guidance amid a lapse in SNAP funding due to the federal government shutdown. The letter seeks information on alternate funding sources for the food assistance program and warns that even a temporary delay would have a significant impact on millions of Americans. A letter from the USDA earlier this month advised state agencies that there would be insufficient funds to pay full November SNAP benefits for 42 million people. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says he will appeal the Trump administration's denial of the state's request for $26.5 million of assistance following severe weather in August. According to a press release, Governor Evers received a letter from FEMA stating that while the impact of the severe weather was significant, the agency had determined that funding through the public assistance program was not warranted. Governor Evers says the denial of federal assistance delays recovery efforts and sends a message to Wisconsin's communities that they are on their own. The Twin Ports Interchange is now open for public use as Wisconsin and Minnesota Department of Transportation officials prepare for the Blatnik Bridge reconstruction project. DOT officials announced the impending completion of the interchange project in recent weeks, and on Friday it officially opened for use. With the Blatnik Bridge expected to close for a few years, the goal of the Twin Ports Interchange project was to keep traffic flowing on the highway and improve safety. Some cleanup and landscaping work in the area is still scheduled for next year. A Bayfield County Meals for Seniors program has received $10,000 in funding to address gaps in emergency food supplies. The North Lakes Community Clinic 100 Who Care Ashland and Bayfield Counties awarded the funds to the meals program after it won a community vote held in September. The program had previously been based at Northland College before the school's closure this year. The Bayfield County Department of Human Services now offers the program in partnership with the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers shut down the Steelers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Pittsburgh, where the Packers beat the Steelers 35-25. Green Bay fell behind 16-7 at the half. Quarterback Jordan Love.
You know, when we came in the locker room at halftime, you know, the message was that we just weren't finishing. We weren't executing our plays and we weren't locked in on doing the everybody's 111. So, you know, there's plays to be made, and I think we just weren't executing those and we weren't able to stay on the field. So, you know, I think the first half went by really fast for us as an offense. We had one scoring drive. And so I think the message was just, do your job, lock in, and execute.
At one point, Love had completed 20 consecutive passes. Aaron Rodgers on why the Steelers' offense stalled in the second half.
Yeah, we had too many penalties, too many negative yardage plays, and then I wasn't accurate enough on third down, and we weren't creating enough space. But we'll look at the film, and you know, we'll get better, and we got a good team coming in next week.
NBA, the Bucks with a loss on the road to the Cavaliers, 118-113, despite Giannis with 40 points. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 96.9 WBZH.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Quite a bit of sunshine for your Monday afternoon. Gusty southeast winds, and we'll top out in the upper 50s. Clouds will increase tonight. It'll stay breezy with lows in the upper 30s. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, lower 50s, and just a few showers. It's 57 at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What is your favorite or least favorite word? Cinnamon. Love that word. And it's a superfood. I don't like the word buttress just because I'm immature. Pecan.
My favorite word is scoundrel. I would also say buttocks.
I said buttress and you said buttocks. John in Madison says words with silent letters bug me too. Pneumonia. Dumb. Funny because my name is John.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Dustin Mack from Appleton's History Museum at the Castle. We talk Wisconsin Dells ghost boat tours, and musician Strategic joins me in studio. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Alba along Mr. Aaron Zummers, our producer and engineer on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome in hour two of the big broadcast here on a Monday, October 27th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along here at the world headquarters of Civic Media downtown Madison at the intersection of State and Fairchild. Zommers, let's take a look at the old Sam Davison street cam. Look at that. A beautiful, beautiful fall day. Leaves, still a few golden leaves on the trees down here in downtown Madison. Sun now kind of lower in the sky, so reflecting off the buildings across the street where many of my coffee dreams died. True story, isn't
many.
It?
Many.
Not all, but many. Yeah, great day. Great day to be out. I love the kind of just jacket. Isn't this the quintessential jacket weather, Zommers?
Yes, and I'm all here for it because, you know, for so much of the year, as somebody who is chronically overheated, I can basically just wear a t-shirt.
Right.
And now I can finally wear other things, except also not because now it's hot in the office.
Now, and you've heard us talk about this for many years or many months, a couple of years. The studio that we were doing the show in, and it's a lovely studio, don't get me wrong, but more so are the office that Zommers and I share. There's an event, and it was often like an ice box, in there. And so it was a chilling experience. And so you have to bundle up. And now last week there was a big brouhaha meeting and they changed it, the HVAC. And now I may have to start doing the second hour of the show shirtless.
I don't even know how, because it was my understanding that the thermostat here was kind of just like, all right, you can change it, but no matter what you do, it's going back unless you can figure out some arcane hex to put on it or something. Like, it seemed like
so now the question is, which do we prefer it, an ice box or a sauna?
Ice
box. You're more in the ice box category.
Oh, yeah. What's worse? Sauna, for sure.
For you, absolutely. All right. Well, Zommers and I will deal with our first world problems. Dealing with a hoarse voice. I apologize for that. We're working on getting it fixed. So hopefully in the near future. And also many thanks to Jane Matinair. How about that? Our friend and colleague. You can hear her and Greg Bach every morning from 9 until 11.
Monday through Friday,
as it turns out, on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm going to join Jane and Greg tomorrow at 9:30. As long as I can keep track of the days. Always a good time. Coming up on this hour of the program, going to give you a little Halloween. Do you say Halloween or Halloween?
I've just always said Halloween, even though Halloween, that's probably Halloween. Wrong, but I don't know.
I know. I think you're probably right. I say Hallow a lot.
I think that's Halloween. Right, because it's All Hallows Eve.
Oh, all right. Halloween economics. I was up at Richland Center this weekend. Mom has her Halloween candy. All she's got it late. She's counted the pieces. It's in the proper, what you call it, baskets or bowls to give out. And so I'm encouraging Brady and Brandon Ewing to get their kids there early and get a couple for themselves. They trick or treat the neighborhood. So mom's all set to go. And so it turns out the average American spends $296 a year for Halloween.
That's crazy. Is that saying like, because I imagine that's counting a parent with five kids who, you know, going all crazy. We'll find out.
We'll break it down. We'll break it down for you here in a little bit. So we'll talk about that. We also have a what's worse for you, and going to give you some news from CBS and also some Jay Rothman news. The UW system president, back in the news last week. We didn't have a chance to cover that important stuff, so we'll get to that. But first, 10 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock, time once again for a Wisconsin fun fact.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of beauty, with your hillsides and your plains.
That's right. It's time for another Wisconsin fun fact. On this date, October 27th, 1909, a major explosion at the Pabst Brewery in Milwaukee destroyed 3 floors of the brewery, and it left everyone in the blast radius smelling like the old Anchor Inn on Atwood Avenue. And that's how we play Wisconsin Fun Fact. I didn't know about the blast in the brewery.
I didn't
know. That's
either.
Real. That part's real.
And the blast at the brewery, don't be confused with the bash at the brewery. That's an event. That's a holiday event. You know, the blast at the brewery, different thing entirely.
By the way, did you know it's National American Beer Day today?
I didn't know that, but now I'm going to have to celebrate.
There's a national day for everything. Our friend Pat Kreitlow and Parker Olson on Kreitlow Up North Mornings. it's just mornings with Pat Kreitlow from 6 until 9 every morning. He was talking about this. It's National American Beer Day today. So raises a glass to the rich American beer making history and those who savor continued traditions. Pour your favorite pint with millions. Enjoy the storied brews across the nation and right here in Wisconsin.
I imagine Pat's going to go to Wine and Kugel's.
Probably. Or maybe you don't have one, you know. Maybe go across the lake to the Mallard and sit and, you know, really it's just show research at this point.
For sure.
So have a pint of your favorite American or better yet, Wisconsin beer today. Maybe I'll go home and have a little Spotted Cow. I've still got a couple of cans of this year's strawberry rhubarb.
Ooh, those are always tasty.
Yeah. I don't drink a lot of fruited beers. It's usually just like a straight old Spotted Cow or maybe a High Life, a Miller High Life, the champagne of beers. But when I get the fruity beers, it's hard to beat the strawberry rhubarb from New Glarus Brewing. By the way, I was in New Glarus on Friday. Big shout out and thanks to the Dirty Dog Tap House in New Glarus. Stopping there, Kurt and Florcy took me out for my birthday last week. We had a couple of pints. We started the evening out at the Dirty Dog, and then we went up the hill to
Bailey's Run.
Thank you. Bailey's Run Winery. And the distillery there is open as well as the winery. And we went to the distillery side where they do a great Friday night fish fry. So I had some great fish with Kurt and Florcy. So many thanks to them. That was a good time had by all, as Ken Lewis is fond of saying. What should we do here? Should we do the thing or should we do something else? I don't know. What? Because I want to get let's get into this a little bit just for a minute. We'll try to come back to this a little bit later on in the show. News this morning, late morning or little afternoon today, and I'm sad to hear this, sad to read it. It's in USA Today today on the online version. CBS Evening News is going through another shakeup. John Dickerson, who took over as the co-anchor of CBS's Evening News broadcast in January, following the departure of Nora O'Donnell, is leaving the network at the end of the year. Dickerson shared the news on an Instagram post today. Quote, I am extremely grateful for all that CBS gave me, the work, the audience's attention, and the honor of being a part of the network's history. And I am grateful to my dear colleagues who made me a better journalist and a better human. I will miss you, Dickerson wrote. He also serves as CBS News' chief political analyst. He did not share a reason for his departure, but will continue to co-anchor the CBS Evening News until the holidays. The CBS are, according to the network. The news comes weeks after Barry Weiss was named editor-in-chief of CBS News, an unconventional pick for the role, my editorial comment, to say the least, given her lack of experience in broadcast journalism. Weiss founded the Free Press, a media company that was acquired by CBS's parent company, Paramount Skydance, and was previously an op-ed editor and writer for the New York Times. Dickerson's departure also marks the latest big change at CBS Evening News after O'Donnell left as anchor in January. She announced her exit in July of last year when she said it was time to do something else after 12 years at CBS. She's now one of the people at 60 Minutes. Dickerson anchors the current edition of CBS Evening News with Maurice Dubois as they replaced O'Donnell earlier this year. I think this is a big loss for CBS, and of course, we've talked about this at length in the show, the changing national media, the legacy media. John Dickerson was one of the straight shooters. His mom worked at CBS News back in the day. He took over, of course, for Bob Schieffer initially at Face the Nation when Schieffer stepped down, and Dickerson did a great job with that. And then they had the shakeup, but after Charlie Rose got caught up in the Me Too movement, and so they decided to take Dickerson off of Face the Nation and move him to CBS News, or the morning show, CBS This Morning, where he never really quite felt like he was in his comfort zone. And so then they took him and put him at 60 Minutes, and then they moved him to the anchor chair at CBS Evening News. And they've tried to do this more 60 Minutes-ish version where they do longer form stories instead of the quick hits. I watch it. It's okay. I can see why a lot of people who are traditional evening news viewers, I know that's a smaller market now. I can see why that's not their thing. But now CBS, after being bought by Skydance, or Paramount being bought by Skydance, which owns CBS News, they've changed things. And I think this is one of the first big changes of Dickerson, whether he was pushed out, whether he said, this is for me, I don't know. We're going to come back to this in a different way, hopefully on this show yet, because other news today from TheGuardian.com, ex-60 Minutes producer Bill Owens says bosses discouraged him from covering Gaza and Donald Trump. Could that have been part of the reason, a forbearer of why Dickerson, John Dickerson, is going to be leaving CBS News? We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. But right now, 18 past the hour, 3 o'clock, time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize, money involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard on all 10 news, weather, sports stations, talk stations of the Civic Media Radio Network. Timely indeed. We're getting to the end of grilling season, but boy, anytime the Packers are playing, and Badgers as well, but we'll say Packers for now, grilling. I mean, how many great tailgates do you have at Lambeau Field? Or people just get together and say we're going to tailgate in our garage on the big screen and watch the Packer game. And one of the main things, Umbers, is brats. People love it with this state to grill a brat.
Oh, absolutely. My favorite version of tailgating is when you're out ice fishing. And you bring a grill out, and it feels so good because you're so cold.
Casper, one of our great engineers, says on YouTube, it's always grilling season. All
if
right.
You're brave enough.
And that's right. So here's the category today. What's worse, Johnsonville brats or Clemens brats? Johnsonville brats or Clemens brats? What's worse? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. I know I'm getting myself into controversial territory here, but we'll ask the hard questions. Johnsonville or Clements Bratz, what's worse? We'll discuss it after this, 855-752-4842, and tell you about Halloween economics later on as well. It's the All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-859-3220. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-859-3220. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-859-3220 or biglou.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals. So I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, Charlie.
You startled me.
What you cooking?
Nothing.
Those look like Johnsonville brats.
No. Come on, I know a Johnsonville brat when I see one.
They're not Johnsonville.
They are Johnsonville brats.
I love them.
Could you come back tomorrow, please?
Oh, please don't do that.
Charlie Murphy's cooking Johnsonville brats! Johnsonville brats!
Folks can't resist the simply great taste of Johnsonville brats.
One of the most iconic television ads in the state of Wisconsin. The Johnsonville brat ad where the guy yells it off the dock and all the boats come in because Charlie Murphy's cooking Johnsonville brats. I love that ad.
Me too. The guy who yells it off the dock, at least in this version of the video, also really looks like a guy that my dad goes fishing with. So that's
really
funny too.
That's really funny.
It's not him, yeah, but it looks like him.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 23 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Asking today is what's worse. The category is Johnsonville brats or Clemens brats? Johnsonville brats or Clemens brats? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Mark in Prairie du Sac on the text line says, depends. Is Charlie Murphy cooking them? I hear Johnsonville, and I remember that annoying commercial.
Yeah, he sent that in before we played this, so it seems like he remembers it a little differently than you do.
Well, it's one of those things, it's like a song. It gets stuck in your head. And then people just keep saying it over and over and over. You know, what are you cooking today? Oh, we got some Johnsonville brats. Hey, well, so-and-so's got John. And then people get goofy with it, and that annoys some people. I find it kind of funny. Lots of this is. I love it when we hit on something that people have strong feelings for. We're going to get to all these, so give us a call, 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842, or you could text us on the app. Download it today, your Apple or Android device. Go to your app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. Media takes less than a minute to download it. It is free. It's what Gail King at CBS, for now, calls a deal. Let's go to Tom, listening on WMDX here in Madison. Tom, Johnsonville brats or Clemens brats, what's worse? Tom, are you there? Hello, Tommy. Well, hello.
You must have lost him. But
Tommy. Text back or call us back.
Before, us back. I can also just share what he said.
Well, let's wait till he calls back. Let's wait till he calls back. Let's go off to the stream here. And PJ, very strong opinion here, says Clements are throw-up emoji. So I guess Clements are worse. He says you can I did not know this. PJ on YouTube says, you can taste the difference between the two brands, and Clements has a really weird, in my opinion, fake taste. Now, I didn't know a brat could have a fake taste. We may
well, anything can have a fake taste.
I think we need to run this up to the 12th floor. I think we need a budget for Bratzomers, and we need to do a taste test on the show.
I think that's absolutely what we should do.
Because we don't want to be putting out misinformation.
Exactly. It's for you, the listeners.
Right. What's worse, Johnsonville Brats or Clemens Brats? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or text us on the Civic Media app, YouTube, Twitter, Twix, or Facebook. Casper on YouTube says, Johnsonville is worse only because of their political affiliations. I did not know that. Now, see, and I'm kind of a, I was going to use a word I probably shouldn't on the air. I'm kind of a weak-kneed on this because, I don't know. I mean, I'll buy some products based on a company's political affiliations, but if it's like something I really, really like, it's pretty hard for me to boycott something because like, I don't know, like I Reese's peanut butter cups. I'm not going to stop eating those because of, if I'm not even sure what their affiliation is.
It's a lot easier when it's stuff you've never had. Like, I've never been to Chick-fil-A, and I just won't.
Right, right,
I don't know what I'm missing out on.
No, that's a good example. Right. If it's something you really like. But I don't know. Good point. PJ says you could taste the difference. Oh, we already read that one. Heather checking in up there in beautiful Chippewa Falls, listening on WCFW, The Tap, says, wow. And this is, I'd not heard this yet. Johnsonville or worse, she says. The last two packs we purchased do not cook right over the fire. No more pop of the skin. They're dry inside. Terrible. We found out. Is this true? They recently, Johnsonville, changed their recipe. I have been a faithful customer. No more. Yuck. Wow. Strong opinion from the little sister there. I didn't know that. I did not know that. What's worse, Johnsonville or Clemens Brats? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the text line. Dana in La Crosse on WLCX says, Clemens just tastes like lesser quality. The texture as well. It seems they fill their sausages loosely compared to other companies. Well, all right, there, texture is important. Like, I don't like a brat that's, like, lumpy inside, like the meat's lumpy. I like a smoother inside brat, if that makes sense.
Right, yeah. A little.
Right.
Yeah. So you like it more ultra-processed, if you will. Not necessarily.
I don't know, maybe. I'll tell you this. A, I like a well-done brat. Like, if that thing is, like, almost black, give it to me. Because I like a crisp. Well, I hate.
The crispiness
is like,
nice.
I hate, like a pale brat. Looks like it's never seen sunlight, you know? And then when you bite into it, the innards come out, and then you're left with, like, a you're left with a skin on the front of it. It's just.
Yeah.
It's just, you don't want that.
No, it's definitely. When it's, like, boiled.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to boil. You can boil it before, but put it on the freaking grill and grill that baby. Brett Brown Deer, listening on WAUK in Milwaukee. Now, this is great. He says, I lived in Germany for 3 years, and Johnsonville brats are more like the German brat, but I love them both. I'll say Clemens is a tiny bit worse. All right, Brett, I wonder if that was pre or post changing of the of the recipe there for Johnsonville. Chris in beautiful Sun Prairie, listening on WMDX, says Johnsonville brats are the worst because they have MSG in them, which is different than MTG. Marching tail and cream.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
All right, Moira, we got to see you on the lines. Do not hang up, as Matt Flynn likes to say. What's worse, Johnsonville brats or Clemensville brats? Clemens brats. I'll get it straightened out. Farm news is next. More on the other side. It's the All Bulls Show on Civic Media.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd All Bulls Show.
You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
The comment period is over for the livestock fee increases proposed by the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. In some cases, the increase would be up to 1,700%. And while DATCAP has the rulemaking authority to go through with its proposal, the state legislature is setting up a bill to keep prices where they are for Wisconsin livestock markets, dealers, truckers, and ultimately producers. I'm Stephanie Hoff, along with you on a Monday. This is the Midwest Farm Report. Representative Travis Tranel chairs the Assembly Agriculture Committee. He tells us more about the legislation he's helped author to combat a potential fee increase.
That would put the current fees into statute, meaning that DATCAP would not be able to raise them because they are now law. Obviously, it's very unlikely that the governor would sign this bill because DATCAP is his agency. But it does give us, as members of the legislature, an opportunity to, one, take an official stance, and two, if we would have to move forward with this proposal, it would force other members of the legislature to have to vote.
The hope is that the bill won't be needed and DATCAP does not put the increases of up to 1,700% on the ag industry. The board is mulling over that decision now as it reviews the public comments. You can listen to the full conversation with Representative Travis Tranel on our podcast page at MidwestFarmReport.com or the Midwest Farm Report app. I've got a look at your closing markets after this.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Equity Livestock Cooperative, marketing your livestock, financing your operation, and supporting the livestock community since 1922. And to Cleary Building Corp. Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Instagram.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
With trade negotiations happening between the United States and Southeast Asia and China, soybeans are seeing a lift. From Chicago, November new crop beans are up 25.5 cents, closing at 10.67 1/4. December new crop corn up 1.5 cents at 4.28 3/4. And July 2026 new crop wheat is up 14.5 cents, closing at 5.64 1/2. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
The Buzz of the North, 96.9 WBZH. Hayward's real news and great conversation, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Meteorologist Rodney Price, quite a bit of sunshine for your Monday afternoon. Gusty southeast winds, and we'll top out in the upper 50s. Clouds will increase tonight. It'll stay breezy with lows in the upper 30s. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, lower 50s, and just a few showers. It's 57 at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
30,000 Wisconsinites could be priced out of ACA insurance completely. Former Assistant Secretary for Commerce and Economic Development, Alejandra Castillo. What's the off-ramp here?
If you haven't called your member of Congress, you need to. The off-ramp can only be individuals like you and I calling our members of Congress and demanding that both the White House and Congress begin to negotiate a real solution.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Cindy Greening is with Chippewa Valley Indivisible. Maybe I missed the meeting notices. Have you been to these Antifa meetings, and did you get your George Soros check and I just missed it? I get a feeling this is more like regular Americans than paid agitators.
Nobody's getting paid. They're there out of their commitment and love for this country. We want to stand for it, bring back the values where everyone is taken care of and included.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, we'll have a guest from the Friends of the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore about the impact on America's national parks from the government shutdown.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
In heaven, there is no beer. That's why we drink it here. And when we're gone from here, all our friends will be drinking all our beer.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes now, past the hour of 3 o'clock. It is National American Beer Day. Nicely done there, Zommers. Have yourself, better yet, a Wisconsin beer. Break out a little Leinenkugel's if you're up north, or some Spotted Cow by New Glarus Brewery. All kinds of other great local breweries across the state of Wisconsin. Enjoy a Wisconsin beer. And what goes better than with beer that are brat, Summers?
A brat and baseball.
Oh, and baseball. All right, that's fair enough. We're going to finish up a little what's worse here for you, and then we're going to get into a little bit more serious news. We didn't have time last week to get to this, a story in the Wisconsin State Journal on UW System President Jay Rothman. Sounds like every time I say his name, Jay Rothman, In the back of my head, I hear the Darth Vader music. Dun, 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 dun. Yes. Yes, that's very true. Nicely done, Thomas. Because when you hear Jay Rothman, you know your campus is going to be closed. If you see him, and he doesn't, but he sends out like Darth Sidious, his minions, to visit these satellite campuses. He doesn't.
I am the campus.
Rothman doesn't actually visit them. He sends out his Darth Sidiouses to do his evil bidding. He just stays at the Death Star on the 17th floor.
Although, really, I mean, it's the other way around. Darth Sidious sends out. All Darth
right,
Vader,
well, whatever.
It's neither here.
Yeah. It's a serious subject, but look, you gotta laugh and have a little bit of fun. All right, let's finish this up. This is a great category, lots of opinions today. What's worse, Johnsonville brats or Clemens brats? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Mark in Prairie Sac, listening on WMDX in Madison. Mark, Johnsonville brats or Clemens brats, what's worse? Are you there, Mark? Mark, maybe that line isn't working today. We've got a bad line. All right, Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, let's try this. Ollie, Johnsonville brats or Clemens brats? What's worse?
Yeah, something's not working.
So here's what they do. They sit down. They sit down. We have these meetings. You understand? We have these meetings. And they say, okay, we're going to look at your numbers. And we're going to see what kind of streaming numbers do you have? What kind of Arbitron numbers, Nielsen numbers do you have? And how many calls do you get? How many texts do you get? And they grade us on all this. You understand? My employment is based largely on my numbers. Now, how in the world, Summers, are we supposed to have good numbers when our phone lines don't work?
Well, I rebooted it, so if you're on the line, hang on. I will get to your call when I can.
All right. See, it's rigged. I'm telling you, the whole thing is rigged. 855. Well, give us a call. It may work. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. In the meantime, while Zommers is trying to reboot our phone lines, let's go to the text line. That seems to be working. What's worse, Johnsonville or Clemens brat? Ron, listening in Milwaukee on WAUK. Of the two, I pick Clemens. Superior to both is Fort Atkinson-based Jones's Sausage. Well, all three seem to my senses to have fiddled with their recipes as they jockey for market position. Jones is increasingly hard to find in the Milwaukee area, and the only reliable source are Century Food Stores themselves, a waning presence. Now, there's a connoisseur of brats. Ron, listening in Milwaukee on AUK. Thank you very much, Ron. This is the What's Worse category. What's Worse, Johnsonville or Clemens Brats? Try the phone lines, 855-752-4842, or text us on the Civic Media app. Let's see. Judy, listening in beautiful East Troy on WAUK in Milwaukee, says, I was raised with Usingers and Clemens. Not Johnsonville. All right, very southeast Wisconsin there. Dana up on WLCX in beautiful La Crosse along the banks of the old Mississippi River says Clemens just tastes like lesser quality. The texture as well. Oh, I think we read that one already there. We got Chris. All right, so let's go. Let's try the phone lines here. we've brought in the voodoo doll to try to fix this. Mike in Spring Green, listening on WRCE in Richland Center. Mike, Johnsonville brats or Clemens brats? What's worse? Mike, if you can hear me, I'm terribly sorry. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do it the old-fashioned way. Zommers, you pick up the phone line and get their answers, and then Zommers will relay it to me and to us from the producer booth live over the phone lines. This is great. This is back to 1987 radio. Actually, in 87, our phones worked. What's worse, Johnsonville brats, Clemensville brats, or the phone's not working? I love it. I love live radio when things happen. Gary in Madison on WMDX writes, no brats. Please and thank you. He's anti-brat. He's anti-bratite. All right. So there we go. This is fantastic. Now, this is somebody who really knows what's going on. We have a caller here, I believe, Ron. No, not Ron. I'm going to go to Chad. Chad in Stoughton, listening on WMDX. Chad says, Mr. Baseball's Usinger brats are the best. Not a fan of Clemens flavor. Johnsonville suffers from shrinkflation and no longer hangs off the bun. The monster truck of brats, the bigger the truck, the smaller the brat. From Chad and Stoughton. That was the best text of the day. Now, Chad brings up Bob Uecker, Mr. Baseball. So Zommers dug this up over the break. One of the great Uecker commercials in Usinger's history.
The Usinger All-Stars.
Here's the pitch from Ito Chirico, and it's a ball outside. I think Fritzy may have seen enough. He's walking out to the mound and calling to the bullpen. Let's see who he wants. I tell you, somebody's got a nice grill full of Usinger's brats down there. Wait a minute. It looks like he's calling for the brats. Yep, I tell you, any time is a great time for Usinger's sausage. Hey, buddy, throw one of those up here. Always was a great receiver.
It just makes me happy whenever I hear Uecker's voice.
And, as it should.
And those iconic Usinger's brats commercials. All right, let's wrap this up here. Matt, one of our great UPS drivers in Richland Center, listening to WRCE News from the Center. I was just there this weekend. Saying both are garbage. Wow. Compared to what your local grocery store and meat locker stuffs in their houses. So, all right, fair enough, Matt. And my sister, by the way, texts back in on Facebook on WCFW, the Tap in Eau Claire, says our local Rump's Meat Market and Butcher in Altoona has some of the most amazing cheddar-verst. There, we ate there last weekend. That's where I plan to go now. So there you go. Go to Rump's Meat Market. I've been to Rump's.
Interesting name.
I've been to Rump's in Altoona. That's a great place.
Mike from Spring Green, who, again, sorry we couldn't hear you on the radio. hopefully the phone lines are working now. We'll see. But he was saying that he thinks Clemens tastes worse, but he doesn't like Johnsonville because of the Republican donations.
All right.
But that he recommends Miesfeld's, which is a meat locker in Sheboygan.
Wow. All right. Miesfeld's in Sheboygan. Mark in Prairie, Texas, I've started to put Wisconsin-made physiology Kimchi.
Kimchi.
Or kimchi. All right. Oh, my brats. All right. Tom in Hartford listening on WMDX in Milwaukee. Pardon me. WAUK in Milwaukee says Usinger's is the best. Zomers, Johnsonville, or Clements? What's worse?
I don't know if I've had Clements brats.
Really?
So I'm not qualified to say.
I would just say I've had both. Now, I don't know. I'd like this whole thing about Johnsonville, I didn't know about the change of the recipes because I haven't had one since probably early summer. I think they still serve Usinger's at AmFam Field, right?
Oh, if they do, then I have had one. And
no, Usinger's is what they – I think. I've had a couple of brats this year at AmFam. So I guess just to answer the question, I would say Clements are worse because I'm a big Johnsonville fan, but I haven't had one in a while, and now I'm told the recipe has changed.
Yeah,
so maybe I'll just default to Usinger's as well.
Because
I've had Usinger's at the ballpark.
Yeah, those are always good.
All right, well, that was – see, you never know. People, you think, well, no, it's something political. No. The people have the strongest feelings on brats.
On food. People like food.
They love food.
I'm people. I like food.
Right. I like people, and I like food, and I like public education, and it's 45 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Let's try this. According to the Wisconsin State Journal last week, a story by Sabine Martin. I apologize. I'm not sure how that person pronounces their name. Headline, Jay Rothman discusses the future of the remaining branch campuses. Now, those of you who are regular listeners know I grew up at Richland Center, an alum of UW Richland, the two-year school there, then transferred to Platteville. Big believe, my grandmother was the first female dean in the state of Wisconsin at UW Richland, not while I was there, but prior to that. And in 2018, former President Ray Cross, because he didn't like Kathy Sandeen's plan, the last chancellor of the 2 years, and maybe had to do something with the fact she was a woman. I don't know. Seems kind of weird to me. But he didn't want her plan. Very well thought out plan, by the way. She's been on this program, Kathy Sandeen. And so Ray Cross said, look, the 2 years are going back to the 4 years. You're going to sink or swim. Direct quote from those who were in the room. And it has not worked out so well. And then you had Tommy Thompson as interim president during the pandemic. He got accolades how he handled the pandemic, and he really wasn't there long enough to really address this two-year issue. He did, Tommy Thompson, by the way, while he was interim president of System. He actually went to UW Richland and listened, but he goes, look, I'm on my way out. I wanted to stay. Board of Regents didn't want me to, so it's going to be the next person's responsibility. So the Board of Regents, the majority of whom have been appointed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers, they decided to go outside of education and hire an attorney. What could possibly go wrong? Let's hire a big old named attorney, the head of Foley and Lardner, and he'll run our education here in Wisconsin. Well, what do high-priced lawyers do at big firms? They cut. They're very non-emotional. And so the Board of Regents brought this guy apparently to cut, and now we're seeing the closure of half of our two-year branch campuses. The latest last week was UW Baraboo in Sauk County, just below Wisconsin Dells. So the State Journal said he won't come on this program. We've invited him, Jay Rothman. He's cloistered on the seventh. You know who would make a good pair? Jay Rothman and Dr. Jill Underley. Neither one of them want to come and do interviews or face the media or face the public. Maybe that's it. Maybe Zomers and I for this Halloween will go as Jay Rothman and Jill Underley.
Maybe. Who's who, though?
Oh, I want to be Underly. Maybe that's the Halloween costume this year. Anyway, Rothman stays sequestered, and they handle him just like a politician. They bring him out to quote-unquote town halls, but only invited people are here. We'll tell you what Jay Rothman is saying now about the future of the remaining two-year campuses. The guy needs a brat is what he needs. Come on back. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The Trump Department of Justice announced October 24th it would deploy election monitors at 5 California counties on November 4th. DOJ says it is to ensure transparency and ballot security, but most of the counties are heavily Latino, competitive, or lean liberal, and the Proposition 50 redistricting question is on the ballot. In a statement, U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi said, "We will commit the resources necessary to ensure the American people get the fair, free, and transparent elections they deserve." Proposition 50 would suspend California's Independent Redistricting Commission until 2030, allowing the legislature to gerrymander more Democratic congressional seats, countering 5 Texas seats gerrymandered at President Trump's request. Kern, Riverside, Fresno, Orange, and Los Angeles counties were targeted, largely blue or toss-up counties. CalMatters reports that Fresno, Kern, and Riverside counties are majority Latino. A poll shows 54% of Latinos support Proposition 50. Governor Gavin Newsom had warned that the Trump administration might deploy ICE agents at the polls, a charge the administration denies. Quoted in CalMatters, Christian Arana of the Latino Community Foundation said, "These are citizens of this country, and if they are concerned about immigration or any type of federal presence at in-person voting sites, that is alarming." We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Busted pencils, fully lettered education talk.
You know, one of those things, and speaking about AI, guess what I did? I used AI to prepare for the show today, Johnny. You know, of course I did. I got it together, put up a little outline. You know, the suggested title, AI, Apocalypse or Opportunity.
But well, you can guess what the AI thinks, Tim.
Yeah. Subscribe to Busted Pencils wherever you listen to podcasts and at civicmedia.us.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Little Lady Gaga for you with a message. You're not going to reach our telephone. Nicely done, Zommers. On the board, it is 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock. Stay tuned. ABC and CBS News follows this program. Weather check, our great sports reporter Mike Clemens with that big Packer victory over former quarterback Aaron Rodgers, Matt LaFleur, Jordan Love, Kraft and the crew get a big win over the Steelers, 35-25. Clemens, Love, the update on that. I wonder if Mike Clemens is related to the Clemens Bratz people.
Oh, it's spelled differently, so probably not.
Probably not. And then you got another great edition of the Maggie Dawn Show from 4 until 6, and Pete Schwabinator from 6 until 8 with Nightlight. All right, I think we should start a new segment, Zommers, called Here's What We Didn't Get To Today. Here's What We Did Not Get To Today. Comments from Luke Fickell, head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers, lost again over the weekend, this time to Oregon. Played slightly better, but still another loss. And also, to bury the headline, Donald Trump talking openly over the weekend on Air Force One that he's not ruling out a third term, even though the Constitution prevents him from doing so. So there's that.
mean, that's 17 seconds. You want to hear it?
No, I don't. Actually,
fair
I
enough.
Don't.
Totally fair.
Because I want to get to this other stuff. So I want to finish up this story. We're finishing up here on the Wisconsin State Journal. An article by Sabine Martin at Wisconsin State Journal. Jay Rothman, head of the UW System Campuses. And it's a fine interview, but at the end of the day, it doesn't really say anything, which is not new for Jay Rothman. The article says since 2023, 8 of 13 branch campuses have closed, are closing, or are making significant structural changes to adapt to shrinking enrollment. Quote, I'm not in a position to offer guarantees because, again, we have to be looking at and encouraging or ensuring that we are managing and being good stewards of the resources we have and ensuring that those branch campuses are financially viable, unquote, from Jay Rothman. He's a song and dance man. Jay Rothman is the vaudeville performer of the Wisconsin government, quasi-government entities in this state. This after UW-Platteville shut down the branch campus in Baraboo, just below Wisconsin Dells in Sauk County a week ago Friday. In September, UW-Stevens Point at Wausau announced that it's relocating to North Central Technical College beginning next fall. In 2023, Rothman told chancellors to audit the viability of their branch campuses. Again, we talked about this on the other side. He keeps going back to enrollment, and he keeps using the excuse that these campuses, these 2 years, are being shut down by enrollment, Jay Rothman is. But what he and his minions will not answer, as I've talked about before in this program, is nobody wants to answer, not Jay Rothman, not anybody on the 17th floor of Van Nuys, not... You have Rothman and Evers and all the Republicans jointly hiding behind this facade of, well, the numbers are down. It doesn't add up. All of them are guilty. And this is some kind of an unholy, spooky cabal by both Republicans and Democrats and an attack on higher public education in this state. So spare me, Jay Rothman, yet another facade of the truth so that you could go ahead and play lawyer from the 17th floor and attack higher education in this state. Got that off my chest. Halloween economics. Here's where we're going to end. Americans spend an average of $296 for Halloween this year. Here's how it all adds up. The average American spends, how much do you think, Zomers, for Halloween candy to give away at the door?
Candy? $20.
That would be low. 58, nearly $60 for candy, the average household. If you have children, how much are you spending in the costume?
Like per child? Yeah. I'm going to say 50.
56, very close. The adult costume?
I'm going to go with 75.
High, 48. So they're okay, spending more of their kids.
I'm glad
themselves.
To hear that. I'm glad to hear that.
Home and yard decorations, 52 on average, and parties and entertainment, 51. Nationwide, Halloween or Halloween spending this year, $13 billion with a B.
Wow.
It's become like the second largest holiday after Christmas. Quiz question. What's the most popular trick-or-treat candy, Zomers?
I'm going to guess Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Give yourself a ding on the old sound there. Well done. Here we go. Sorry. That was my fault. I didn't give him a heads up on that. Yes, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the number one answer on the board.
I just figured because they have so many holiday variations and so many commercials.
Yeah. And by the way.
And because they're good.
Miss Linda in Richland Center is giving away Reese's Peanut Butter Cups this year. And that's despite steep increases in the price of chocolate candy in the last year. Oh, and here's a final reason why Halloween spending keeps rising. Pet costumes. That's right, pet costumes. Oh. The average spending on a pet costume for Halloween, $33.
I was going to guess higher than kids.
So that Fido and Fluffy can look like something else for Halloween.
And be really mad at you for a while.
All right, great show today. Many thanks to Jane Matinere. Join her and Greg tomorrow morning from 9 until 11. I'll be with them as well. Many thanks to Aaron Zommers, all you for listening. Maggie Dawn is next. Stay tuned for that. Come on back tomorrow. We'll see you then. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. See you tomorrow.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. The U.S. has evacuated Guantanamo Bay Naval Base in Cuba, and Jamaica has evacuated its south coast as Category 5 Hurricane Melissa keeps growing. Maximum sustained wind, 175 miles an hour. ABC News meteorologist Melissa Griffin.
A major catastrophic hurricane as it makes landfall on Jamaica by tomorrow morning. And then it will weaken a bit, but then it makes another landfall in parts of Cuba. Still as potentially a major hurricane. This is by Wednesday, Tuesday night into Wednesday.
Melissa on track to be the worst storm ever to hit Jamaica. In Paris, ABC's Aaron Katersky on the Louvre jewelry heist.
The robbery at the world's most famous museum has brought up uncomfortable questions around its security. Sources tell ABC News.